There is nothing you cannot do. Oh, oh, oh. seek a God that is far away, thinking that they can get to God with repetition of prayers. But Jesus Christ says you don't need to do that because God knows what you need even before you pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's one little prayer I'm going to pray today. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You just close your eyes with me. Father, I pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Amen.
That your people may know you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ says that, you know, this is eternal life. That they may know you and what? Jesus Christ, whom they have sent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, when Jesus Christ spoke these words, he was not just speaking ordinary letters. They are deeper than they sound. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Amen.
Illumine our eyes.
Amen.
Give us understanding.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your knowledge is like a key that opens the door into God's world, into God's kingdom. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Your knowledge is like a key that sets me free from the power of death.
Yes.
It sets me free from the slavery to sin and corruption. It exalts me high above all principalities and powers.
Amen.
And it causes me to sit in heavenly places. To realize the inheritance that you gave me from the foundation of the world. Father, illumine our eyes today. Let that thing come to pass today in our lives. When we said, let there be light in the beginning. And there was what?
Light.
There was light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the light flood the hearts of the people today. And let them be illumined with your truth in this hour.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the next phase of this, somebody said the prayer is not enough. You know, as I pray just now, heaven will shake.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Your eyes have to be open to understand the things of the Spirit.
Exactly.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise God. I've told you, I've walked into place before. I didn't need to pray. And when I opened my eyes, I saw all the people on the floor. We've had those experiences. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is more interested in how we can hear
exactly
what He's saying than repetition of words. We have to learn to grow above these things, you know, and become mature Christians. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm going to invite our pastor, brother, friend, man of God, Jonah, who does give an exhortation. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And before we share, we go into the real. Now, you know what I'm about to share today? So I'm going to dig into the mystery of the rapture.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Have you heard of the rapture?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know when Jesus Christ was taken up into a cloud in the book of Acts at the end of his ministry, the disciples were there looking at the sky. You know what happened? An angel came to tap the disciples. What are you people looking at? Luku luku. What are you looking at? You know, some of us are still out there looking like this today.
Exactly.
We are still looking to the sky, waiting for something to happen. When we don't realize that everything you are looking for is already present. It's a great mystery. We're going to hear the thing today. So I invite Pastor Jonas, and he'll give you a word before we round up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today we'll try and finish on time. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So that we don't do what they call the African time, whatever.
African time.
Uh-huh. When the time comes to close, we close, we go. Amen?
Amen.
And you will digest what the Lord has given to you. Bless you. Hallelujah. You are welcome, brother.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We give God praise. We give God glory for such a great occasion as this. For us to fellowship one with another. The Bible says indeed our fellowship is with God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the word makes us to understand that because we are united with Christ, we have got an inheritance. Amen. That's good.
Amen.
Because we are united to Christ,
siamo uniti attraverso Gesù,
we have got an inheritance.
Abbiamo la eredità di Dio.
That seeks to set a principle.
Questo è un principio.
Whatever we are connected to,
qualsiasi cosa che siamo connessi,
we partake of the value of that thing.
Apparteniamo al valore di quelle cose.
And if we are united to Christ,
siamo uniti con Cristo,
we partake and we share of the essence of Christ.
Vediamo l'essenza di Cristo.
And as we are here,
perché siamo qui.
We all have come from different backgrounds.
Siamo da ogni posto diverso.
We all have values.
Abbiamo valore.
We all have experiences.
Abbiamo tante esperienze.
And that is what we have come here with.
E per quello che siamo qui.
And that is what we are going to be sharing.
E per quello che dividiamo oggi.
So that at the end of the day,
quindi alla fine della giornata,
we identify and we generate one single identity.
Siamo identificati con un soltanto identificazione.
Because it is by sharing that we create one common identity. So we are here to listen to what God has for us. We give you praise and glory. We exalt your name. We pray that today heavens will open and then the voice will sound. That majestic voice that sounded at one time, it has never changed. It is the same today. That we are praying that your children will hear your voice, because that voice will bring about a transformation. That voice will arouse a reaction, that we might be like that voice in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I have been asked to give an exhortation.
Sono chiesto di dare un'esortazione.
An exhortation is supposed to be very short.
Deve essere molto breve.
And that is what I'm going to do.
Quindi è quello che devo fare.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we know that God is a great communicator.
Sappiamo che Dio è un Dio così grande di comunicazione.
Our relationship with Him.
La nostra relazione con Lui.
It circles around nothing but communication.
E non c'entra niente, riguarda soltanto la comunicazione.
He is the greatest communicator ever.
È il comunicatore più grande.
And the word to communicate,
la parola di comunicare,
comes from the Latin word.
Arriva dalla parola di latino.
Common is agere. That means making available for the sharing and the common use of all.
Che quella vuol dire
making available,
che fa avvelabile,
whatever,
qualsiasi cosa,
for the common use,
la usanza
of all,
di tutti.
Amen.
Amen.
So if God is a great communicator,
se Dio è un comunicatore,
what all God is doing is communication.
E quello che Dio fa è di dare comunicazione.
Is to make available,
è di fare l'avvelabilità,
for the common use of all His listeners,
per la usa di tutte le sue cose.
That which is in essence,
quello che è in essenza.
That which is His character.
Quello che è suo carattere.
That which is His nature.
Che è sua natura.
That which are His value.
Quello che è suo valore.
Everything that God is.
Quelle cose che Dio è.
Is what He is making available for the common use of all.
È quella che Lui fa available per tutti, per uso di tutti le persone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we need to understand one thing.
Però dobbiamo capire una cosa.
But when we communicate,
quando noi comunichiamo,
we are not just saying things.
Non stiamo dicendo sempre quelle cose.
We are not just saying words.
Non stiamo dicendo sempre le parole.
We are, as I said, we are making available certain value of ours.
Come ho detto, stiamo sapendo avere alcuni valori di nostri.
A person who communicates,
quando noi comunichiamo,
is characterized by his own experience.
E lui parla con la sua esperienza.
Is characterized by his own culture.
La sua cultura.
Is characterized by his own knowledge.
La sua sapienza.
His own experience.
La sua esperienza.
Everything that that really consists of his personality.
Ogni cosa che riguarda la sua personalità.
Is what he's making available in his communication.
È quella che lui usa per la sua comunicazione.
And when he places it at his disposal.
Quando lui lo mette a sua disposizione.
He is expecting one thing.
Sta aspettando una cosa.
That those who listen to his communication.
E quelli che hanno ascoltato la sua comunicazione
will arise and participate and share in what he's making available. So that by sharing what is making available,
per dividere quello che è disponibile,
both the speaker
anche la quella che sta parlando,
and the listener,
a quello che sta ascoltando,
who are involved in the sharing,
che è lì che condividere,
who are involved in the exchange,
che è lì per cambiare,
they can build one name,
può anche fare essere un nome,
they can build one identity,
può anche costruire una identità,
so that they become the same.
Così saranno uguali.
And that is what God is doing.
Quello che Dio sta facendo.
In His communication.
Nella sua comunicazione.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We also need to start understand one thing.
Dobbiamo cercare di capire una cosa.
That there are styles of communication.
Sono stile di comunicazione.
There are approaches of communication.
Sono maniere di comunicazione.
We can communicate with words.
Possiamo comunicare con le parole.
And that is called verbal communication.
È la comunicazione verbale.
We can communicate without words.
Possiamo comunicare senza parole.
And that becomes non-verbal communication.
Questa è una comunicazione non verbale.
It could be signs.
Può essere anche segno.
It could be sound.
Può essere anche le parole.
It could be silence.
Può essere silenzio.
But we are communicating.
Però stiamo comunicando lo stesso.
And if the listeners are able to perceive what the communicator is saying.
Se quelli che stanno ascoltando riescono a subire quello che sta dicendo.
That communicator is doing just one thing.
E lui sta facendo soltanto una cosa.
He is arousing a reaction in us.
Sta rialzando una reazione in noi.
He is arousing a behavior in us.
Sta rialzando una comportamento.
He is arousing a conduct in us.
Sta rialzando una condotta in noi.
The conduct is meant for us to react and participate in what is being said.
La conduzione è per noi che partiamo su quello che sta dicendo.
That is what God is doing today.
Quella che Dio sta facendo oggi.
He is the greatest communicator.
Più grande.
But as I said,
come ti ho detto,
the communicator has his own culture.
Quello che comunica ha la sua cultura.
He has his own mindset.
Ha il suo cuore.
The receiver of the communication.
Quello che lui che sta dicendo.
Is also characterized by his own character.
Anche su suo carattere.
By his own nature.
Ha la sua natura.
So they can be different.
Sarà anche diversi.
So if they are different,
se sono diversi,
how can they become one?
Come può essere uno?
How can they become of one name?
Come è possibile che dite soltanto un nome?
It is by sharing.
Che per dividere.
Now let's read a scripture.
Leggiamo una scrittura.
In the book of Isaiah.
In Libro di Isaia.
Chapter 55.
Capitolo 55.
Amen. God bless you, son. Isaiah
55.
Okay, there we are. Now let's read from verse 8.
Da versetto 8.
It says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth bud, and it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I send it." Amen.
Amen.
That is the word of the Lord. Now that is the greatest communicator speaking.
È la comunicatore più grande che sta parlando.
He says, "I want to fellowship with you. I want to interact with humanity."
Parlare con l'umanità.
But there is a problem.
Però c'è un problema.
They are of one identity.
Hanno un'altra identità.
And I am also of one identity.
Anche lui è un'altra identità.
So we are not compatible.
Quindi non siamo compatibili.
We are different.
Siamo diversi.
But we need to share.
Però dobbiamo dividere.
We need to become one.
Dobbiamo essere uniti.
There's a need for us to construct one single name, and it comes about by sharing, so that if I can make available my essence to you, and my essence, my communication is able to arouse you to really react to what I'm saying, my own essence that proceeds from my presence, it has the ability to do one thing, to cause you to respond, to react, to share, and to become like that essence of mine that goes from
me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's get one thing. Humanly speaking. Now, everyone who wishes to communicate something,
ognuno che vuole comunicare una cosa,
more often than not,
ogni tanto,
the idea in their mind
la idea che
is 100%.
È 100%.
Humanly speaking,
umanamente,
when we try to share this idea,
cerchiamo di dividere questa idea,
we are often not able to communicate the 100% idea we have in our mind.
Non riusciamo a comunicare questa idea che abbiamo.
We are able to communicate just 70% of the 100% we have in our mind.
Riusciamo soltanto a dividere il 70% del 100% che abbiamo nel nostro cuore.
And out of the 70%,
da questo 70%.
The listeners are able to get just about 50%.
Quelli che riescono a darci è soltanto il 50%.
They are able to understand 30%.
E loro riescono a capire soltanto il 30%.
And they are able to retain and remember just 10%.
E loro riescono a ricordare soltanto il 10%.
But that is human.
Questo è umano.
God hasn't got that communicative deficiency.
Questo Dio non ha questa comunicazione.
If the idea is 100%,
se la sua idea è 100%,
it's 100% that goes forth from him.
È 100% che esce da lui.
And when it goes forth,
quando va,
he is expecting.
Lui è aspettando.
That the return to him is not 10%,
non 10%,
but it is 100%, because he is God.
Perché lui è Dio.
But then he said that you are different and I'm different.
Però dice che questo è diverso e lui è diverso.
But I want the return and the dividend to be 100%, not
10%. Lui vuole per 100%.
How do we do?
Come facciamo?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Now,
adesso,
at one time,
una volta,
God, the Bible says, God, the Bible refers to the word of God as a two-edged sword.
Dio ha spiegato le parole di Dio come una lancia che ha doppio
una spada
che ha doppio spada.
What is that supposed to mean?
Cosa significa?
It means that it's God's two effects.
Vuol dire che ha due effetti.
Now one thing is it cuts in the natural.
Lui può tagliare nel naturale.
But it cuts in the spiritual.
Può anche tagliare nel spirituale.
Amen.
Amen.
It means that it justifies.
Vuol dire che giustifica.
But it also condemns.
Può anche condannare.
It is the same word.
È la stessa parola.
But we know that for a dispensation of time.
Lo sappiamo che la dispensazione di tempo.
By his own divine purpose.
Con la sua voglia di divinità.
He had to use just one side of the word.
Usare soltanto una parte della sua parola.
Because he was dealing in that dispensation people who had only ability to hear one side of the word.
Perché le persone hanno l'abilità di ascoltare la parte delle sue parole.
So more often than not, at that time he used the natural side to cut.
Ogni volta lui usa la parte naturale di tagliare.
It is the same God.
È lo stesso Dio.
As the people who heard him.
Le persone che l'ascoltano.
They heard him in the natural. The people who interacted with him, they interacted in the natural.
It
was the shadow version of his word. It was the veil side of it. But the Bible says that they heard and they interacted with God on that side of his word. But the problem is that word did not benefit them. It's not because the word of God is not the same word of God, but it is the same word of God. The source is the same.
È la stessa parola, la fonte è lo stesso.
And the word of God, when it comes to us, is supposed to generate life in us.
La parola di Dio arriva da noi, deve darci la vita in noi.
But for those of that dispensation,
per quelli che sono in dispensazione,
it did not benefit them.
Non gli danno niente.
They did not see light.
Non hanno visto la luce.
So what was the problem?
Qual è il problema?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I don't know how many of you have thought of the idea, the reason why God gave us 2 ears.
Non so quanti di voi ha pensato il motivo che Dio ci ha dato 2 orecchie.
Now we haven't got 2 ears because God wants to enhance our natural hearing ability.
Non è che lui ci ha dato 2 orecchie perché vuole dare un'abilità.
The Bible says that God uses the natural to educate us on the spiritual.
Che Dio, la Bibbia dice che Dio usa la natura.
If we got 2 natural ears,
entrano le orecchie naturali.
The 2 natural ears have a voice.
Tutte le orecchie hanno le voci.
They speak a spiritual language.
Parlano le parole spirituali.
They are teaching us something about what God wants us to do.
Insegnano che cosa che Dio vuole che facciamo.
Now, as I said, in the past, people heard one side of the word of God, but they died.
Nel passato le persone hanno ascoltato parte di parola di Dio e è morto.
But the source of the word is the living God.
Le fonti delle parole è un Dio vivente.
Because at that time they were using 1 ear.
In epoca usavano soltanto un orecchio.
It was a natural ear.
L'orecchio naturale.
It was a natural side of the word.
Parte naturale.
It was the same God that was speaking.
Era lo stesso Dio che parlava.
It was the same God that was interacting with them.
Era lo stesso Dio che parlava con loro.
But then the word that came to them did not generate any life.
Però la parola che era venuta da lui non ha dato nessuna vita.
Because according to the purpose and the plans of God.
con el amor de Dios.
The people of that dispensation,
le persone di quella epoca,
could only relate to him with that side of the ear.
Possono trattare con lui soltanto con quella
parte. So they heard it, but they died all the same. The book of John makes us understand. Jesus said,
Giovanni ci ha fatto capire quello che
Dio dice. Your fathers ate manna that came from heaven.
I genitori hanno mangiato manna che causa da.
On the desert, and they died all the same.
Sono morto lo stesso.
Why?
Perché?
Because that hearing,
perché quello che sentivo,
that natural ear,
ascolta quello che sono naturale,
is not able to digest.
Non sono riuscito a digerire.
It's not able to translate.
Non sono riuscito a tradurre.
It's not able to really translate and the word of God and get the word of God in.
Non sono riuscito a prendere le parole di Dio.
So that word is able to give them life.
Così quella parola può dargli la vita.
But it wasn't their fault.
Non era colpa
loro. Because God purposed it to be so.
È Dio che l'ha fatto così.
But for that dispensation,
per questo motivo,
he was going to relate to them.
Relazione con loro.
By that means.
In questa maniera.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so they heard from the living God.
Hanno sentito da Dio.
But they died.
Però sono morto lo stesso.
Amen.
Amen.
But we know one thing.
Però sappiamo una cosa.
That the dispensation is finished.
Che quella epoca.
Paul says one thing.
Dio ha detto una cosa.
He said God. Got hold of that,
ha preso su di quelle cose.
Like a piece of paper.
Come un foglio.
He crumbled it.
He
threw it away and said that dispensation is over. And the Bible says that it's the day called today. And God started a new dispensation. And that dispensation is the dispensation of what? Of life. God is now using the other side of his word. So God has shut up that ear which hears the natural and is able to give us life.
He's now
activated the other one.
Attivato l'altro orecchio.
And the other one is meant to be in tune with the spirit.
Quella deve essere intonato sullo spirito.
Because we are in the dispensation of the spirit.
Perché siamo nell'epoca di spirito.
We are in the dispensation of life.
Siamo nell'epoca di della vita.
And the book of 2 Corinthians.
La seconda Corinthians.
Chapter 3.
Capitolo 3.
Verse 6.
Versetto 6.
He says that God has made an able ministers of the new covenant.
E ci ha fatto tanti ministeri di suo nuovo patto.
He's made us able ministers, that is interpreters of the new covenant. Because the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. The people of the past had the letter and they died. That dispensation is over. But now God has not activated his dispensation of the spirit. And God is speaking to his children today by through the second ear, which I call the digital ear.
Quello che chiamo l'orecchio digitale.
Because the analogical ear has finished its function.
L'orecchio analogica è finito.
Even in our natural existence.
Anche nel mondo nostro naturale.
Today in this country.
Oggi in questa
paese. There was a dispensation of the analogic.
C'era l'epoca di analogico.
Now at one time you had a television set in your house.
Una volta il televisore.
And it was transmitted by that technology.
E usava quella tecnologia.
But it's what is called the shut off.
Adesso c'è un'altra che si chiama.
Switch off.
It was spengere.
It's been switched off. So if you expect to receive images through that, you can't.
Se vuoi ricevere immaginazioni quella non puoi.
Because that technology is over.
Perché la tecnologia è passata.
Now we've moved on to the digital technology.
La tecnologia digitale.
So images are now being processed through that.
Quindi l'immaginazione è stata processata attraverso quello.
God has the same thing with us.
C'è la stessa cosa con noi.
Our second ear,
la nostra orecchio,
which is our spiritual digital ear,
che è il nostro orecchio spirituale,
is what God is activating today, so that the images is sending, the sound is sending, the ideas is sending, must now be processed by that. And if we are able to receive through that ear, we shall live. Because God wants us to live. God is the greatest communicator. Hallelujah. Now, if you look at all the messages, 7 messages that were sent to the churches in Asia in the Revelation, each time the Alpha and Omega finish speaking,
quando la Alpha e Omega finito di parlare,
he will give a warning.
Ti dà anche un avviso.
He will say that he who has an ear,
quello che ha l'orecchio,
he is not saying he who has ears,
detto quello che ha l'orecchio,
let him hear,
deve sentire
what the spirit,
quello che è spirito,
not what the letter is saying,
non quello che dice la parola,
because the function of the letter is over.
Della parte del, della parte
now he
papetto.
Said it is now the dispensation of the other ear.
L'epoca dell'orecchio.
He who has an ear,
quello che ha un orecchio,
let him hear what the spirit is saying.
Ascolta quello che dice lo spirito.
Amen.
Amen.
Now if there was no need for us to hear with the other ear,
se non c'era nessun bisogno di sentire nell'altro orecchio,
he wouldn't have highlighted it.
Non parlavo.
Seven times he said.
Sette volte.
Mind how you hear.
State attento come ascoltate.
Because it is time for life.
Perché è arrivata l'ora della vita.
It is time for us to hear with the spirit.
È l'ora di ascoltare con lo spirito.
The word of God.
Le parole di Dio.
Is a double-edged sword.
È due.
It cuts in the natural.
È cattale nel naturale.
It cuts in the spiritual.
Nel mondo spirituale.
But the problem is that.
Il problema è.
In the church today.
In the chiesa oggi.
Our digital, our analogical here is still much more active than the spiritual one.
Analogica.
So we don't hear. The church listens with analogical ear, and we replicate in analogic, and so there's no life in the church
today.
That is a problem. But Jesus is saying that he who has an ear, he would have said, he, just to make life easier for us, he who has a spiritual ear,
quello che ha l'orecchio spirituale.
But more, you see, God doesn't always want us to receive things what you call papa pronta. Everything has been prepared for us. He wants us to reason to understand what he's saying.
Dio non vuole che noi capiamo della papa pronta. Lui vuole che noi stiamo lì a pensando, a prima di arrivare quello che lui vuole che ci che prendiamo.
Alleluia.
Amen.
So God wants us to partake of his essence.
Dio vuole che noi prendiamo parte della sua essenza.
And it comes about through hearing.
E viene attraverso l'ascoltare.
Through understanding.
Attraverso metter a capire.
He is not speaking a plain language to us.
Non sta parlando una lingua semplice.
That's why the Bible says that God has made us able ministers to interpret, to understand, to perceive and have insight into the new covenant.
E lui vuole che la Bibbia dica che Dio ti ha dato la che è lì che è capace di capire.
Because that is where life comes from.
Perché lì da lì che esce la vita.
He who has an ear,
per chi ha l'orecchio,
let him hear what the Spirit is saying.
Ascoltare quello
che dice. If there's any prayer that the church needs to pray today,
se c'è qualsiasi preghiera che la chiesa deve pregare oggi,
one prayer,
una preghiera.
Father,
Signore,
size down my analogical ear.
Che spegni tutta la mia orecchio analogico.
Activate my spiritual ear, my digital ear.
E attivare la mia orecchio digitale.
Let me hear.
Che vuole sentire.
If I'm ever going to leave,
se devo vivere,
I must be able to hear.
Devo sentire.
Now, Peter wanted Jesus to wash all his body.
Paolo voleva che Gesù lo lavasse tutto il suo corpo.
And it says you don't need to do that.
Allora non devi fare così.
Because the words I speak to you,
le parole che ti parlo,
they've already made you whole.
Si hanno fatto già pulito.
Basically, he is saying,
quindi sta dicendo,
that our life,
la nostra vita,
if we're ever going to live an eternal life,
se vogliamo vivere la vita eterna,
it depends on our ability to hear.
E dipende l'abilità di ascoltare.
And today God has anointed his servant.
Dio ha dato la unzione ai suoi servitori.
And he is going to speak the things of God unto us.
Parlerà le cose di Dio a noi.
He is going to help us to have insight into the deep things of God.
Ci aiuterà a avere tante cose da Dio.
In the book of Psalm 78.
Nella Bibbia di Psalms 78.
Verse 2.
Versetto 2.
God says something.
Dio ha detto una cosa.
I will open my mouth.
Aprire la mia bocca.
And I'll speak to you in parables.
Ti parlerò in proverbi.
Things of old.
Le cose di tanti di
vecchi. Things of old.
Le cose di tante cose
what vecchi. What we are hearing today.
Quello che sentiamo oggi.
Through our spiritual ear.
Dal nostro orecchio spirituale.
Things have always been.
Sono cose che esistevano
già. Things we have forgotten.
Cosa che avevamo dimenticato.
Because we went deep, deep, deep.
Perché sono andato giù, giù, giù.
And we lost sight.
Quindi abbiamo perso la vista.
So God is bringing remembrance unto us.
Dio ti sta dando da ricordo.
Through the eating of the proper bread of life.
Attraverso la mangiare il suo pane della vita.
So God is saying.
Quindi Dio sta dicendo.
He who has an ear.
Quello che ha l'orecchio.
Let him hear what the Spirit is saying.
Deve ascoltare quello che dice lo Spirito.
By the hearing of the Spirit.
Attraverso l'ascoltare lo Spirito.
We live.
Viveremo.
May God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.